Forever.
Folks,
here we are.
Look who's back. You guys kept tweeting at us. You guys
sometimes tagged us in an Instagram story or two.
The Instagram stories were always really nice.
Yeah, they were nice, but they've made me anxious.
I know, but
and
the
you
good
don't
news
really
is
engage with them.
No, I don't, because they also make me anxious.
We react to our anxiety in different ways.
I think that makes sense. Anyway, hi, welcome back to Iconography. We're back.
Who's we?
It's me, Olivia.
And
who's
me.
You?
Also Olivia.
Oh my
hi,
gosh.
Guys. So during the quarantine, I cloned myself and murdered Io because
oh my god, you're my prestige clone. So
and
dark.
The other Io is drowning in a box. Is already drowned in a box. Remember that when they were all drowned in boxes?
Yes, there were so many clones, but it was like the new clone was the one who took over.
Okay, now here's a question. How does the illusionist end?
I have no idea.
I'd like to think there were also boxes.
What?
I'd like to think there were boxes involved.
Yeah, no, because they're all in the like tank.
No, the illusionist.
Oh, God. I'm mixing them up even
I know.
Just like now.
You know what we're not mixing up, though? Each other. Hi, I'm Io.
And I'm Olivia.
And
this is Iconography.
The podcast where we just talk. And the podcast where we sometimes take hiatuses because of work and life. And sometimes those hiatuses don't matter because work and life, as you know it, ceases to exist because of global pandemic.
Io, what's this podcast about?
This podcast is a research-based podcast where we get some of the brightest minds working today in science and technology together to talk about the issues that matter most to scientists and researchers, how to get the best grant, how to get funding, how to
You're gonna keep going?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. It's a podcast where you're gonna say what the podcast is about.
This is a podcast about celebrities. Io and I usually will have a guest on, and that guest will come with someone they think is an icon, and we'll just gab about that person for an hour, their highs and lows, their ups and downs, and then at the end, we'll usually decide whether or not that person will be considered an icon. Will that person's legacy persist?
Sometimes, but that's not the case. Sometimes we have these little solo episodes that are just me, you, and Olivia. A return to the dinner party, if you remember what that's like.
Do you remember what a dinner party was like?
If you forget, let us help you remember, because it's like this. It's us around the chicken talking about celebrities without a guest.
And you can't say anything.
You can't say anything because it's our dinner party and you're in our house. And this is also some like creepy little movie.
Some creepy little movie.
Yeah, some nasty little icky little movie where you're at our house. Don't talk. Shush.
One of those like horror movies where people who don't like horror movies are like, actually, it was really interesting.
Yeah, because Dane DeHaan is like in the basement. That's like the third act reveal that he's been in the basement the whole time, and he's like, help me, help me.
What do you think Dane DeHaan is doing in quarantine?
Wait,
Where is he?
He's waiting for the premiere of something on Hulu that he's gonna be in.
What is he in on Hulu?
Oh wait, not on Hulu. On Quibi, The Stranger.
Dane DeHaan's on Quibi?
Dane DeHaan is on Quibi. That's
okay.
Who
this
got
is
Dane
a,
DeHaan.
This is a perfect segue because we were gonna talk about like what we've been watching, what we've been taking in, but we also wanted to talk about Quibi, which neither of us have really been watching or taking in, but Io did buy it.
I
download
did.
It.
Well, I'm I almost bought it. I'm in the midst of a free trial right now that I will forget to cancel. And so eventually I will pay for Quibi. But for now, it's free. But Dane DeHaan is going to be in a show called The Stranger. Oh, and he's going to be in this Amazon Prime show. That's like about
King of streaming.
Yeah, it's going to be about war. I'm happy for him and his little sunken eyes.
Ayo, have you watched anything on Quibi?
No.
Okay.
It's been sitting in my phone.
I have also not watched anything on Quibi, but I've read, I think, the description of every single show on Quibi,
yes,
which is kind of enough to satiate, like, it's like 6 minutes of fun I get from reading about, like, the Wilderness documentary that Reese Witherspoon narrates.
Yes, about Queens.
What is it?
About Queens. In the Wild. Yeah.
What did they say? Eat, pray, love.
Yep.
P-R-E-Y.
It's pretty ingenious. Okay. There is just so much stuff on Quibi and we can't do anything about it.
Okay. If you what is one Quibi show that you like read about and you were like, there's no way that's real? And yet.
Skirt with Offset, probably.
What the fuck is that?
Skirt with Offset is a show where I think it's like his take on Full Metal Gear. What's the name of that show where the guy just drives cars in England?
Oh, Top Gear?
Yeah, Top Gear. It's like Top Gear but with Offset. And then there's also Dismantled with Titus Burgess.
That's the one I like.
Yeah, Dismantled is like two chefs are blindfolded and then food gets blasted at their faces from a cannon and then they have to figure out what the dish is and then recreate the dish.
Which is like, sounds both like the dumbest thing in the world but also something I would watch.
Yeah,
which is
probably
a lot of Quibi.
Probably.
The Rachel Brosnahan show about her golden arm.
I can't believe that's real still.
How did the thing about the golden arm show is that she's really trying to act in it from what I saw.
I know.
She's really trying to earnestly be like, my golden arm.
Yeah, she has pulmonary gold disease.
Okay. Oh god.
Two quibs and a lie.
Okay.
Shape of Pasta, a show about different pasta shapes. Gone Mental, which is about an Israeli mentalist reading celebrities' minds. Or The Daily Pill, where a different celebrity takes a pill and they go on an adventure with a comic.
What kind of pill? Obviously, that's a lie.
Okay, it was a good concept, but
I thought The Daily Pill was going to be like Allison Pill's like lifestyle show.
The Daily Pill. Allison Pill recaps late night shows.
I think that's good. I think we have a Quibi pitch.
Okay, let's get rich.
Awesome.
We can film that from her home.
Absolutely. That's perfect, like, self-production content.
I'll try to do my best to research more on Quibi for you. I did watch some of Game Show. It was really fun. And I watched a little bit of the Nicole Richie show.
Oh, Nikki Fresh?
Yes.
Any comment on Nikki Fresh?
No.
Pleading the fifth on that one?
Yeah, not in a negative way, just because I didn't really absorb anything. Because I'm in my house and I feel nothing.
It's just like, I don't want to watch something for 6 minutes.
Can I tell you something? You don't have to.
Thank you for giving me that blessing.
You're welcome. I free you. I release you from Quibi.
Ayo, what have you been watching?
I've been watching a lot of movies. I feel like I've watched every single movie that's existed, and at first I was like, I'm gonna watch a lot of Criterion movies and like really like elevate my mind, and then I was like, what if I just watched Stranger Than Fiction twice.
We watched, we had a Zoom screening of the Harley Quinn movie.
We did watch the Harley Quinn movie together.
Which, I'll say, I loved. I think it's a good movie.
Well, it's the emancipation of one fantabulous Harley Quinn. Or the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn.
Either way, you know what? She gets emancipated.
And it's fantabulous.
She frees the birds. It's fantabulous.
That's Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes.
There's literally a mukbang in Harley Quinn.
No, and what I'll say is that, like, Harley Quinn is a movie that for the first three quarters is just exposition, which I found riveting. I was like, this is great. Just, like, keep explaining to me who these people are. It I'm having really fun. Everyone's having fun.
Yeah, also, we should have a stunt Oscar.
Yeah, oh my god, when she's fighting those men in the water?
Yeah. And she's fighting them in the roller rink?
It was literally the first time where I was like, oh, I think I, like, get Margot Robbie. Which is dark.
Yeah. No, she works.
I think men should stop directing Margot Robbie because they're all like, she's hot. And it's like, stop doing that.
We all know she's hot.
We get it. Yeah. It's fine.
She is a good actor. Also, Mary.
Elizabeth Winstead.
Winstead.
Always delivers. Always shows up and it's like, great, cool. You're here.
Here. Three cheers.
Three cheers for Mary Elizabeth.
We do have little reports to give each other because
right, we did prepare.
In the midst of the movies and the cinema and the Glee manic sort of returns to Matt, because we both have also been experiencing scary returns to Glee.
Well, okay, yes. We don't have to talk about Glee on the pod. We can. I'll say I'm zooming through it and I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's literally good. There's a reason why we were all obsessed with it as a nation.
I was I was obviously tweeting about watching Glee and future guest David Sims. I was tweeting. Future guest David Sims texted me and said, Olivia, I'm concerned about you. Why are you watching Glee? And I said, what you don't need to understand is that I was a 14-year-old theater kid when Glee came out. This show is in my blood in such a deep way that it's just like, of course I'm going to love watching it again. I loved watching it the first time. And this time, I can be stoned in my bed while I do it.
It's really nice. It's nice.
It's incredible.
My mom is still yelling at me to come down and have lasagna, but just kidding. I wish I was home. We have little reports for each other because when we've been soaking up culture, it hasn't just been film, you know? It's been the television, or as we say, the telly. Yeah, that's right. It's time for another segment of IO's Anglophile Corner. You thought it was gone?
It's the angle. It's the Anglophile angle.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
we've been off for a bit. I get it.
It's Io's Anglophile Angle. Welcome back, folks. We're over here having fun. Well, it's really good news because Amazon Prime is delivering for us. Deliver. Oi. Yeah. All right. Oh, it's time to talk. Great news on Amazon Prime. We've got, yes, that's right, Series 10 of the hit detective show Vera is on Amazon
Prime. What is that?
Vera is a show about a woman who's a cop. Her name is Vera. She's a detective. She's played by Brenda something, whatever. But I like her. And she's sort of like, doesn't take care of herself. She's like overweight and eats bad and not nice to anybody and like obsessed with her dad who just died and is like never horny and miserable and she solves crimes.
Okay, so that's 10
series of that? 10 is,
so that means that
is
show
on Amazon Prime.
Okay, does that mean that show has been on the air in Britain for 20 years?
Like 20 or 6.
Okay, what else British are you watching? I know the list is long.
The list is long and mighty, just like England's reign over many countries in this world. I am also watching a show that I love called Detectorists.
Okay, here we go. Yes. This is the good stuff. This is a show Io told me she was watching, and I said, how the fuck is that a show?
Because it's awesome.
And she sent me like a minutes long voice memo explaining what this show is about. So please inform the people.
Detectorists is a show about detectorists.
What's a detectorist?
A detectorist is a metal detectorist, is a person who uses a metal detector, and they look for things. They try to find little treasures. But
and is it a dramatic scripted show about two men with metal detectors?
No, it's a comedy.
Oh God. It worked better in my head when it was a drama for some reason.
Well, it's funny. It's awesome and funny. And it's funny in a weird little British way. Uh-oh. And I told my British friend that I was watching it. And he said, it's a little bit twee for my taste. And I said, fuck you, Nick. I said, fuck you. I'm having fun. And I feel safe. And basically, it's Toby Jones and the guy who played the weird guy on The Office in the British version. Mackenzie Crook, and they play two metal detectorists. Mackenzie Crook also wrote the show and directs a lot of it. And they hunt for metal, but it's not just about hunting for metal and treasures. It's also about male friendship. And it's beautiful and funny.
Like, can you just, like, walk me through an example episode of The Detectorist?
Yeah, but like that's the thing, is like it actually is really good. Okay, and also here's the thing. Okay, I don't want to spoil it because somebody I don't know who, but somebody is gonna watch it, and I don't want to spoil it. But it's like
if you're gonna watch The Detectorist, skip forward 30 seconds.
Okay, they don't even find any metal for like any big treasure, any like big treasure for like 2-3 seasons. And when they do find it, it's like skip ahead again. If you're looking,
what the skip fuck?
Skip ahead again. Skip ahead a whole minute. They don't find it for like 2 seasons. And when they do, it's so beautiful. Like the acting is incredible. It's so rewarding because like that is what it is like if you were a metal detectorist. Like if you were hunting for metal, like it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, man.
I'm losing my mind about this. Okay.
Like the acting is so good. Okay, sample episode. Okay, all right. Exterior British pastoral countryside. Bugs, lots of shots of like bugs and trees, like nature. And all right, so in exterior, Mackenzie Crook and Toby Jones are hunting for metal, and then Mackenzie Crook is like, you're annoying. And then Toby Jones is like, yeah, maybe. And they have like weird banter. And then, okay, interior clubhouse. And they're like in the clubhouse, and everybody's weird. It's good. Good show.
Okay.
It's funny.
Okay, I believe you. I'm never going to watch it.
Please?
But I.
What if I send you one episode that's really good?
Okay, I also don't have BritBox or whatever the fuck.
No. Like, I'll give you my login.
Well, we're going to take this offline, but we'll see.
This is going to be the only thing left online.
Oh, God.
Okay, and anyways, having a good time in England, me. No sentences left, no thoughts, head empty, except for detectorists.
Oh my God. I really need to impress upon people the fact that like the whole like IO's an Anglophile thing is like has never been a bit. It is absolutely like her true life. I tried to watch Luther for her.
Pause.
Yes. Am I rewriting history?
You asked me to recommend you a British cop show.
Okay,
and
yes.
I recommended you
yes.
several. And I said there's different strokes for different folks, and there's different things that could hit you or might not. And you picked that one out of the list that I carefully curated for you, I will say. Continue.
Okay. Yes, Io did do that. And it was very, very kind of her. And she sent me a lot of good recommendations. She also sent me a recommendation about a show where British people just walk their dogs. But I watched the pilot of Luther and I was like, okay, cool, Ruth Wilson is here, Idris is here. I can't do it. And then in a psychotic turn of events, what did end up catching
Catching
my
my
fancy
fancy
was
was
the
the
Amazon
Amazon
Prime
Prime
show
show Bosch.
starring Titus Welliver, which I have now watched 2 seasons of, and plan to watch the rest of.
You're gonna finish Bosch?
Yeah, why am I not gonna finish Bosch? What else am I gonna fucking do?
Bro, when people show you who they are, believe them. Believe them.
Okay,
I should have known you had no class, no taste.
here's the thing about Bosch,
This
is
is
that
No, this is the thing about us. Me, I'm a child of two immigrants who are trained under British education and high class. We're drinking tea, our pinkies are up and out, okay?
what is the next part of
You
it?
DC swanky Miss Government, Miss
Miss Government,
Yeah, you Madam Government. Yeah, Madam President. You want to watch Bosch, America, America? What's good
Bosch,
about
okay.
Bosch?
Bosch is
Titus
nothing.
Welliver and Aldis Hodges Bosch. That's not words.
Okay, here's the thing about Bosch. First of all, his name is Harry Bosch. Harry, of course, is short for Hieronymus. Yes, his name is Hieronymus Bosch.
No.
Yes, he is an LA detective with a bad side.
Why is his name Hieronymus Bosch?
Because I don't, it's like based on a book, I think. So it's like some fucked up author thing.
Cool.
Anyway, it's like trying to be the long goodbye, which I think is really funny. It like keeps trying to be that like Elliot Gould, like Philip Marlowe kind of thing and just fails so miserably. But sometimes I get sucked into the mystery, the like thing he's detectiving.
Is it like each episode is a new mystery, or each season there's like
So
one big mystery
there's like one big mystery a season, and then sometimes there's like little ones
that he
per
solved
episode,
on the
a la
way
like
to the
Dexter.
big mystery? Okay, yeah.
And it's always like one big crime.
Okay. What's the big crime of the first season?
The big crime of the first season.
Everyone
Oh,
listen, because nobody's gonna watch Bosch, because fuck Bosch. Stay here. Don't skip ahead. Stay
Oh,
here.
God. What did happen in the first season of Bosch? See, it just went in one ear and out the other, but I remember enjoying watching it. Is that
Okay.
fucked up of me?
Yeah.
I mean, it was probably
Probably
like a
like a
murder.
murder.
The fact that you like couldn't like Luther, but you love Bosch.
One of the seasons is about like a little boy that was murdered on a hill and that's in like the 80s. Yes?
Nothing.
Titus Welliver is good in it. I also Googled how tall Titus Welliver is because he looks really tiny, and then the internet was like, he's 5'11", and I was like, that's not true. So if any of you have a personal connect and can tell me how tall Titus Welliver actually is, I would appreciate that.
You know who's
Oh,
tall?
also part of the thing of Bosch is that one time he did a case and then someone turned that case into a movie, so he's like rich.
What? He's
Also,
also
his
his
mom
mom
is
is dead.
dead. Obviously, she was murdered.
Obviously. And he can't solve it.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't know, but it like she was like she was like a sex worker and she was just trying to like provide for him, and then she got murdered and her body was dumped in a dumpster, and that kind of like, you know,
Yeah, everybody needs
follows
trauma.
him
Does Bosch have a girlfriend?
sometimes.
Okay.
Bosch has an ex-wife who lives in Las Vegas who like does like poker, and then he has a daughter who he like did not have a relationship with for a long time, and then they reconnect.
That's a lot to fit in.
Also, Bosch's ex-wife is like married to like some like fancy Chinese man, and they like do gambling businesses together or something.
Okay. You know who's also not very tall? Mackenzie Crook of Detectorists.
We
And
can't pit our two fucked up shows against each
we
other.
can, and one will win. One will win with peace and love and metal and small treasures. Well, that's been it for the Anglophile Angle, and I guess Bosch's Corner. What do you want
The
to call
Bosch
that?
beat. We're on the Bosch beat.
Yeah, the Bosch beat. Okay, well, I mean, I guess that's sort of, sorry. I just am like feel like the psychological weight of both of our choices.
I mean, I think it literally makes so much sense for both of us that you fell into a slow moving British show about two men being friends.
Yep.
And I fell into an empty detective show about a grizzled older Los Angeles man.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Because I am your grizzled older Los Angeles man. And you are my English.
I'm your metal detector.
You're my metal detector. You're my English metal detector.
My little English metal detector.
All I heard was boop, boop, boop. And that's what a metal detector sounds like. Next on my list is probably either a rewatch of Flight of the Conchords or Samurai Champloo. So just speaking of branding.
Oh, well, we have to watch new Netflix show Outer Banks, which is about teens and gold.
Yeah. And that's all we need to know.
That's all we need to know.
Yeah, that's really good. The really hot teen is like, there's two type of people.
Also, it's like,
I'm hot.
I've been to the Outer Banks and I'm like, I don't think this is what it was like.
You wouldn't know because you weren't getting invited to hunt for gold. Because you were Miss Politics.
God, okay. I can't have that.
True, but I've decided that's your identity now.
If you are from DC, you are a politics person.
Yes.
That's all there is.
You're political. That's the only politics thing that came first to my brain at all.
And it's just the word politics, but with an O.
Oh, yep. That's a good name. It's good branding on their part.
God.
Well, we
are clearly not doing well in quarantine, but you know who else isn't doing well?
Every other famous person. Rephrase it. I didn't mean to say other. I meant every other person and then also. But
famous people.
Every other person who is alive, including famous people.
Yes, they are not doing well. The pictures of Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello walking together will haunt me for my whole entire life. As Rachel Sennett wisely tweeted, it is proof that they are definitely dating for real.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, oh God, whose house do you think they're at?
I think Camila's.
Care to explain?
She just got that vibe.
Like she would make him come over?
Mm-hmm. God. What do you think?
I think they're probably at Camila's too. Because in that one picture, one of them was carrying the Minions mug, which...
That's her mug.
Yeah. Oh, she would be into fucking Minions,
okay,
too. She would think it's, cute. It's ew.
Here's what I would like to do. I'd like to have a moment, almost as a reminiscent of our Gina Rodriguez moment, to pay tribute to all the celebrities who are randomly quarantined with each other and we don't know why.
Oh, yes. I think that's great.
Okay. And would you like me to sing a rendition? Or
sure.
While you just read.
Yeah.
Just recall who's together.
Okay. Yes. Please sing your song. I'll try to do this off the top of my head. I don't have a list in front of me, but I think I can do it.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Imagine all the people. Ana de Armas. And Ben Affleck.
They are people too.
An entire house with Tommy Dorfman, Kaya Gerber, Ashley Benson, and Cara Delevingne.
People have legs.
Famous exes, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
But some of them don't have legs, and that's cool.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
I think most people have hearts. Some people also have livers.
Florence Pugh and Zach Braff.
This is Imagine. I am John Lennon's ghost. Spooky. Boo. That would have been better. Remember
bro,
that?
What the fuck is the Kaya Gerber house?
When in the process of this pandemic, do you think they texted each other? Do you think they're neighbors? and they decided to make like a contact pack with each other.
Okay, here's the thing is that I really don't think that they are like why? I just don't understand why Cindy Crawford wouldn't be like, Kaya, come home. Like,
Yeah. I don't
I
think
guess
Cindy
Kaya like
Crawford can
is an
tell her
adult.
what to do, though. I think
Yeah.
the moment she was dating Pete Davidson, I was like, oh, Cindy's a hands-off mom.
Yeah, I do think being in like a big like friend house would actually be really stressful to me right now. And all they're doing is like making TikToks and like giving each other makeovers, which is my version of hell
For
in the
like a
middle of like
whole,
crisis.
for a week, I can understand that, and I find that fun. For a whole month, hurts my feelings.
Yeah. It's like this is gonna go on for so long, and if I had to be in that house, if I had to keep learning a new TikTok dance every week, I'd die.
Okay. Well, you don't have to.
I know.
You're
No one's
free.
subjecting me to
Tickety
it. I'm glad it's what works for them.
I am
But
too. I am too. The industry has sort of stopped, so people need to be making TikToks.
okay, here's something that I wanted to bring up is that so many celebrities in the last like couple weeks have gotten on TikTok.
Yes.
Bella Hadid is on there now.
Yep.
She's kind of fun on it. I saw fucking Ruby Rose is on it. She's bad at it.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she'd be good at it.
No, she's really bad at
Jack
it.
Black is on it.
Jack Black is on it. Who else did I see?
Jane
Obviously,
Fonda.
Ashley Benson is on it.
Jane Fonda's on it.
Oh, that's fun.
Who else is on it?
A bunch of people's kids are on it also. Like Shaq's kids are on it.
Wow.
Like Courtney Cox's daughter is on it. Judd Apatow's daughter is on it. And
Yeah, okay,
sometimes
give us
they'll
a
just.
TikTok report. This is your other beat. I have to stay away from the app.
I know. I obviously love this app, but it is really funny to see people's like famous people's children and be like, wait a minute, wait a minute. And they're just like treating their parents like real parents, and you're like, but that's Mark Cuban. Like, I don't
Like
understand.
John C. Reilly's hot sons.
Okay, well, John C. Reilly's hot son is like a TikTok music artist in like a way that's kind of different. He doesn't like leverage his dad in a way that like Iris Apatow will do something with like Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow, and everyone's like, ah.
Laura Dern's daughter.
Yes, that's the perfect example. Oh, obviously Reese Witherspoon is on it, leveraging her children, which is like,
Who look like her.
yeah. She
She
always
always
she's
she's
always
always
making
making
her
her
son
son
be
be
like,
like,
can you
can you
teach
teach
me
me
how
how
to
to
dab?
dab?
And
And
it's
it's
like,
like,
honey, stop that.
sometimes the
Anyway,
little
that's.
fires aren't everywhere. Sometimes they're right inside your
Oh,
face.
God, that show. Why is it so boring?
Well, I was in the writer's room,
Oh,
and whenever
right.
anyone had an interesting idea, I would hit them over the head with a mallet.
Right. I forgot you were like the boss. I
Yeah.
thought forgot you were show running Little
Well, you
Fires
got me that
Everywhere.
mallet for Christmas last year. What was I supposed to do? Not use the mallet I was given as a gift?
Yeah, it is a big cartoony one too.
Well, before we go, we gotta tell you something. We gotta tell you what's ahead for the season. Because it's not just gonna be us mindlessly rambling, even though we're pretty good
We
at
can
that.
do it. We
We
could
could
do
do
this
this
for
for
5 hours.
five hours. We could for a while. But the show will be back. We've had some episodes already recorded. They've been in the can for a while. Recorded them like towards the beginning of this year, to be frank. But we had some more recordings to do, and we wanted to get them all edited and out and polished for you guys. And we still have some more recordings to be done. And this whole core situation put a little wrench in the plans.
But there's a silver lining, which is that we can get maybe some like cooler guests for you guys because they're
Yes.
all sitting in their house.
Hint, hint.
So we're
Both
really
of my
excited.
parents? Just kidding. That
Yes.
would never
Obviously,
happen.
I would love to get Helen on the pod.
Yeah,
Would
Helen
she
would
get
just
it?
talk and
No.
talk and talk.
She and
You'd
I
be
would just
like, who's your
gab.
icon? She'd be like, Jesus
I know. I
Christ.
literally was like, she'd say God.
And when do you think, when was the moment you were like, this is my icon, like this is my person? Well, I always loved, geez, I grew up going to the church. You know this, Olivia. Io, you went to the church. I raised you in the church. Io. Well, she gets booked. She gets a first look deal at HBO.
Obviously, she should. She should be. She should be all over HBO Max.
I want
anyway.
Ellen to write Girls, but it's like for like moms who believe in God.
So it's like not Girls at all.
No, but she still no, but like she's naked all the time. My mom is constantly naked on
Stop
HBO.
Stop it. Stop it.
My mom's ass is out on HBO.
Stop that.
She does an interview and she's like, well, when my precious husband of almost 30 years simulated eating my ass on camera.
You're going to hell.
I put, what did she put? She put, like, fabric sheets in between her ass to make it smell good. Do you remember that?
Oh, was that when Allison Williams got her ass eaten?
Mm-hmm.
Iconic image.
What?
She's really, like, in there.
Yeah. Also, please don't say I'm going to hell because I think that during this quarantine, I really might do a hard pivot to Christianity. I've been threatening, and it's the time to do it. 'Tis the season. If not now, when? But we do have some fun things, some fun guests, some games. The pod won't have the weekly episodes supplementing it anymore. It's just going to be that
one drop a week, baby.
One drop. It's one drop rule.
Don't.
And the one drop is the one drop of our podcast. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be vamped up. Yeah, a lot of games, a lot of guests.
Yeah, I'm excited about who we've recorded already. Some good eps in there.
Me too. I'm very excited.
Ayo, before we sign off, are we going to do a little vroom vroom?
I'd love to do a little vroom vroom, but before a little vroom vroom, can we do a little doom doom?
Oh my god! Yes.
This is a new game that I invented today called Dune Dune. And Olivia and I try to guess what Dune is about because neither of us have seen or read. It's a book as well.
Ayo, what do you know about Dune?
I know that in Dune it's dusty and dry. Okay. And I think that all the water went away. And I think that Timothée Chalamet has to find the water. I think it's going to be like he has to find
the
water.
Is it about water?
I don't know. It's just like I know it's dry. What do you think Dune's about?
Okay, all I know about Dune is that it's like a fat-ass book.
Yeah.
And I know, here's the thing, is that in the promotional images I saw, there's no dunes.
Yeah.
So like what is Dune in reference to? What is the titular Dune?
Maybe it's like your mind is like a Dune.
My mind Dune?
Yeah, your mind Dune.
I think it's like I think there's like battles. I think there's like an army.
I would have never thought that.
I think there's like a council of some kind and Timothy is going through some kind of classic hero's journey through like this whatever this dry world is. Okay. I know there's a worm.
Oh, there's like a big worm that tunnels.
Yeah.
I think the worm knows where the water is. And
I thought the worm was evil.
Yeah, that's why. Because like he wants the water for himself. So like he has to like follow the worm, but not too close so that he can know where the water is, but eventually like kill the worm. Or maybe like the worm like sucked up all the water.
Is it? Okay, I don't think it's about water because there's that one picture of Timothy like walking on a beach. There's like, he's like fully up next to the ocean.
I didn't see that one.
He's like wearing a nice like long jacket.
Oh, shoot.
And really like gray.
I must have missed that one. I saw the one where they had the thing in their nose.
Are there multiple planets in Dune or are they just on the one?
Oh, boy.
Planet?
You know, I really couldn't.
I think we have to just like come to a final like one sentence conclusion about what Dune is like.
We
have to work together.
But like, do we care why it's dry? To me, because if it's dry, I want to know why it's dry.
I mean, I think they might just live in like a desert climate.
Mad Max style.
Kind of, yeah. But that's
actually, that's about water.
That's about water and like oil.
I was thinking about Mad Max, I think. I think I was thinking about Mad Max. Shoot. Well, damn.
I think
the worm.
I think Dune takes place in space.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I'm just laying that ground rule.
I feel
okay?
like there's going to be a shot where it's like there's like three moons in the sky.
Three?
Yeah. You know, like when it's like.
I mean, like, I know. There's like, but that like Star Wars owns like two moons, you know?
Huh. This is not my genre.
No, this is not my genre either. I don't like sci-fi.
Yeah, really.
The Dune propaganda machine is really working hard to make me care about this.
Style, like boys.
It's so boys. Ugh. Dune is boys.
Dune is really boys.
Dude is boys, and I think, like, girls who are cool, and I just, like, can't.
Yeah, but I don't really have any interest in being a cool girl.
No, not like a Dune cool girl. No. That's, like, I can't be that girl for you.
Okay, so what we think Dune is, like, definitely father-son stuff.
Sure, yes. And obviously, we're going on a classic hero's journey.
Yeah. Man versus like, circle. Himself, man versus worm.
Man versus worm, for sure, for sure.
Man versus worm. Energy. So maybe like his dad tried to like fight the worm before and like lost like a limb.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think the dad is probably dead.
You think Oscar Isaac is only flashbacks?
Wait, is Oscar Isaac the dad?
Yeah.
What is Zendaya doing? She's also there. Yes.
I haven't even. I guess I really did. I thought I looked at the pictures. I guess I did.
She's not in any of the pictures yet.
Oh, okay.
I bet she's, like, smart.
Yeah. I hope she's a ghost.
Could okay, what? How many ghosts are in Dune?
Probably three.
How many okay, three moons, three ghosts.
Three moons, three ghosts. That's a classic and that's writing Dune. Structure. I learned that at school. I don't know what you learned. Well, I think, okay, so using all of that, what's your one sentence for Dune?
My one sentence for Dune is that Timothy Chalamet is like moody on another planet while trying to go on a quest.
Yeah, like Bill Dugg's ruin.
Yeah, but it's like there seems to be so many people in it that I'm sure I'm missing a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
What's your one sentence, Dune?
My sentence is Timothy Chalamet plays a boy who grew up in the desert and he realizes that he's the only one who can like bring everybody together to like stop the worm.
That is, I will tell you, that is Star Wars. Except the worm is like Darth Vader.
Sick of myself by the end of it. It's gonna stop the worm. That's like most sci-fi is like they have to stop the worm.
Yeah, spiritually, alien? Literally, like
alien, stop the worm.
Yeah, the fly, stop the fly,
stop the fly, stop the worm.
What is that David Mamet thing about the cat?
Save the cat.
Save the cat. Save the cat.
Stop the worm. I hate you. I'm sick of you. All right. Well, folks, before we go, we exit Dune Dune and we go to a special game of Room Room. But instead of crafting a vehicle for, you know, any one person. Specific celeb, we understand that in these testing times, right, when the stock market is, I mean, all over the place, the president is pumping money into our little stock market. He's saying, make these movies, help us, please. Please, I will love you. You're the only one who can make these movies. We're saying, hey, relax, Mr. President. We live to serve, Mr. President. Yes, sir, chief, in the chief. But we also, you know, we understand that a lot of people are going to need our help once this whole core is over. We gotta make these movies fast. And we gotta make the perfect quarantine movie. They're gonna be hot and in demand.
People are not gonna want these movies, but studios are gonna want these movies.
Studios are gonna force them on us, honestly.
Yeah. And we're gonna see a million of them, and Io and I are tasking ourselves with creating the best one.
The best one out of all of them. So 30 seconds on the clock.
I think we can get a minute since we're together.
Yeah, you're right. Olivia?
Yes.
Shall we craft the perfect quarantine rom-com?
We shall. Ready? Yes. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, here's the obvious one. Is it like multiple people? Is it Love Actually or is it just one story?
It's the obvious one because you're correct. It has to be the obvious one about different people's experiences in quarantine. And also, here's what I'm going to say. It's an international project.
Oh, I think that's incredible. Mm-hmm. I think it's
sort
like,
of, Paris, I also Canada think... Style.
Yes, I also think that it is not just people falling in love, although that is like the central thing. It is going to be quarantine breakups, and perhaps we have one that's like a girl breaks up with her boyfriend and like moves across the hall
That's
and
great.
falls in love with the person she finds there.
That's really good. I think there also needs to be one that's like two roommates are together and they've been best friends since they were like kids and moved to the city together, and then they finally take the time, like they each have like a boyfriend or girlfriend, but they're quarantined away from each other, and then in the apartment they fall in
They
love.
have sex.
They have sex. They have sex and then they fall in love.
Okay, we are at our 1 minute, but I would like to keep going.
There's one about oh, it's like Harold and Maude style. It's like an old lady and a young hot man. We'll just get Sally Field to do that movie that she already did
Oh,
again,
hello, my name is Doris.
and Doris reprises her role as Doris, and she gets another
Doris will be
young
played
hot
by
man.
Doris. I think also there's probably one about like two teens who like live across the street from each other
That's
and
good.
like find more and more elaborate ways to like send messages to each other. It's
There's
like
one about a girl stuck in Italy and she falls in love.
stuck in Italy because of the virus. Okay.
It's the international, an international
I
project.
yeah, I also think there's something about like apps. We're gonna deal with a lot of like app
Sure, that's
stuff.
good. Yeah, that's good. There's one about two grocery store workers who help each
Oh.
other. There's one about a
Okay.
doctor who returns to his family. Awesome.
I mean, we got it all. We got essential workers. We got old May December romances. We got breakups. We got makeups. We got
Oh,
new
here's
love.
one. Ready? I'm literally okay. There's two kids. They're two elementary school kids. They had a crush on each other and they can't go to school anymore and see each other. And then it's one of their birthdays. And then the little boy gets his mom to drive over across the street and he wishes his little crush happy birthday. And everybody goes, wow, this movie's so cute.
That's how the movie ends. It's like how Love Actually ends with what's his face like running through the airport.
Yes, little face him. That one.
Little boy
Little boy
Simon
Thomas?
something.
Thomas?
He was like whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think we did that.
Yeah, okay.
If you
Who's
take
the.
any of those ideas from us, we will sue
We'll
you.
sue you. Okay, cast.
Okay. Obviously, it has to be like diverse as hell.
Like, we'll get Frida Pinto in there.
Frida Pinto. The true like
Freedom
legacy
Legacy
of
of
Slumdog
Slumdog
Millionaire
Millionaire.
is the fact that like Frida Pinto and Dev Patel just became like it's diverse. We got one of them.
It's
Never
going
both
in
of them
there.
ever again. But it's just like we got an Indian person. I was like, oh. But Frida's in. Frida obviously with a white man because that's how that's gonna go.
That's how that has to go. Well, even Michael B. Jordan's free.
Michael B. Jordan, I obviously Sally Field. Who is Sally Field gonna date?
Dev Patel.
Oh, that's hot.
That's
Okay.
hot. Yeah, I decided that's hot. Who else? Oh, like we'll get
Jacob
like
Tremblay is gonna be in this.
yeah, he's the little boy.
Sorry.
And the girl Brooklyn from Florida Project.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're the little kid couple. Can we get like Gemma Chan?
Oh, I would love to get Gemma Chan. I would
Let's
love to get Gemma Chan and what is that woman's name? Arden Cho.
Oh, I love Arden Cho.
She's great.
Mrs. Brian Green.
What?
Aren't they married? Am
You
I
can
making
find
that
out.
up?
I also think we're gonna need like
Oh no, she's married to
heavy.
Ryan Higa of Niga Higa. I forgot.
Okay, I don't know what that
You
is,
don't have to
but
know. You don't have to know. Deep,
I
deep, deep YouTube hole. If you know, you know. All my Niga Higa, all my Timothy Delegato victims, stand up.
What are you saying?
2006 Asian YouTube was real, and it was present in my life.
God. Oh, Andrew says he's standing
He's standing
in the
all
chat.
by Asian
Andrew in the
YouTube.
chat.
Yes! If you know, then you simply know.
Okay, who's our one like big A-list star? Oh, obviously Tom Hanks has to be in the fucking
Yeah,
coronavirus movie.
great. Tom Hanks
Duh.
plays like a fictionalized version of himself.
Oh, that's fun. He plays like the celebrity who gets it and like
Yes.
makes people realize that it's
Yes. That's
serious.
exactly it. Also, I would like to make a very large apology because Brian Greenberg is married to Jamie Chung. I mixed Jamie Chung and Arden
Oh.
Cho up, and I apologize for that. You just let me sit in my apology.
Yeah, I don't know how to proceed.
Well, I feel like that's okay. Oh, who's directing?
Oh, okay. Is it a Parisia Tem where it's like multiple people, or do we let one person do it?
If it's multiple people, then it's like we outsold. Then we get big studio money. No one watches it, but we get the money.
And I think we get the Oscar. So
we definitely get the Golden Globe.
We definitely get the Golden Globe because we sneak it in as like comedy, yeah. Maybe?
It's comedy slash musical. There's one musical sequence. We get like, what's her name? The black ballerina,
Misty Copeland.
We get like Misty Copeland and somebody else beautiful, and they do like a dancing sequence. It's like nurses dancing.
Oh, right. Of course. Of course. It's like nurses dancing.
Here's the thing is like, we're doing this as a bit, but if it was 2004 and we were men with endless amounts of cocaine, we would be entourage.
We'd be entourage. Yeah, absolutely. I do like nurses dancing. I do like one. It's just like, obviously that one is like a doctor is so tired that they like pass out and have like
like a crazy dream. Yeah.
This shit is easy.
It's too easy. It's too easy. And it's too nice spending time with you guys. That one was it came from the heart. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And you'll hear from us very soon. Very lucky to be, able to do this with my good pal Olivia, and thanks for sticking around and listening to us. We both really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys so much. Hope you're all safe and staying home.
Yeah,
and that you're feeling okay.
Yeah,
given everything.
We both have admitted that we get kind of anxious and we'll see things and not respond, but take them in very internally. So also, if there's anything that you're thinking of pod-wise or you want to hear or whatever, just like let us know, and we'll do our best. Stay safe. Drink water. Drink water right now because nobody's drinking enough water.
I am certainly not. I'm only drinking caffeine now. It's a nightmare.
It's bad. It's bad, but we're doing our best.
God.
I fill up my big, big jug of water, and it takes me 3 days to finish it. And that's where we are.
My kidneys are, like, begging for water. I'm going to do that right after this.
I'm also going to do that. We're going to go drink our waters. You guys drink yours, too.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.